Welcome back. You're with This Week on Radio 1. The feelings of shock and grief following Friday night's tragedy in which four young people lost their lives are palpable here in Clonmel this afternoon. Our reporter Sharon Lynch spoke to some people in the town to hear their thoughts.
Totally, totally devastated. Totally. My own granddaughter would have been in that car. She's from Kilsheelan. And she went to Limerick, and her friend had asked her, would she come? And she said, look, I have no ticket for it. I'm going to Limerick. There, for the grace of God, she could have been in the car. Everyone is devastated. There's a shadow over the town, a big dark cloud over the town, and it's just appalling.
Do you know the victims yourself?
My granddaughter knows them. I don't, but my granddaughter knows them.
Well, we're strangers in town, but we get the feeling it's very sombre. It's everybody's in complete shock. Even ourselves are in complete shock. We were in the Talbot Hotel Thursday night and Friday night, and there was a Debs Thursday night and a Debs Friday night, and I'm just wondering, God, was any of them children? Who's talking them going in and out? Just pure shock, just. Same tragedy happened at home 3 weeks ago in Clonus. They lost two young girls too. Going to the Debs. So it's just a tragedy.
And you're from Clonus yourself?
I'm listening to Ski from Anna, but it just happened up the road. But everybody even was on clear shock.
Oh, it's unbelievable, you know, when kids should be celebrating their leaving cert results. Tragedy, you know.
The whole town is very sad about it. It's devastating. You know, they're neighbours of mine. So it's shocking, you know.
Very, very sad for everybody concerned, the families, the friends of the students. It's absolutely, I can't even put it into words. It just feels horrible. God love them. God love them.
Well, we're joined now on the line by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. Thanks for speaking to us on the programme this afternoon. Friday was a day of celebration for Leaving Certificate students throughout the country. That's been snatched away from these students and their families here in Clonmel. What help can the state offer to those who are grieving?
You're quite correct, Sharon. You know, Friday was truly, in the initial stages of the day, a day of enormous celebration and achievement for the class of 2023. But later in the evening, as you've said, you know, all of that came to naught. And at the outset, I really would once again like to offer my heartfelt condolences to the families, to the friends and school communities. It is, you know, an unimaginable and heartbreaking tragedy. And, you know, reference was made there and the previous clip as well in relation to, you know, other instances. Truly, you know, the class of 2023 have had a number of tragic incidences this year. So we're very, very conscious of that. But you heard, you know, earlier there from the two principals, from Michael and Anne, and you heard the very reassuring and assured approach that has been taken by our schools and, you know, the enormous compassion and gentleness and support that is being provided within the school communities. And I include indeed all of the schools in Clonmel who are offering that support to students. And specifically, reference was made also in the earlier conversation to the National Psychological Service. And the National Psychological Service, or the NEPS teams, are in many respects, I suppose, the frontline responders on behalf of the Department of Education, and they support schools in the aftermath of a critical incident. And thankfully, you know, the vast, vast majority of our schools will never have a critical incident, but every school does have a critical incident response plan. And so when a critical incident occurs, that plan is activated. So it's activated by the team who have direct responsibility. That would be the senior management team, the principals and deputy principals, the guidance counsellors and those who work in the pastoral care area in a school. And then the NEPS teams, the National Psychological Service, as I said, they're a further, I suppose, layer of support for the critical incident team within the school. And they have an essential role in supporting staff within the immediate school as they attempt to make, I suppose, the very necessary and key decisions. So, for example, you know, the opening of the school, when to open it. And for example, the schools, with the support of NEPS, made the decision to open up over the weekend so as to provide a safe and a familiar space for the students. They work with the schools to devise really what structure to put on the day for students, and of course then in identifying particularly vulnerable students, and indeed I suppose putting supports in place for staff as well. So, you know, there's a whole myriad of supports, but I want to acknowledge that the frontline support really is being provided in the schools by the staff, because best practice tells us that for the benefit of the students need to be with those with whom they are most familiar. But to support that presence and that leadership by the staff, you have NEPs supporting staff in turn then.
And Minister, is counselling part of that service that they will then offer to students?
Yeah, well, again, just to say, best practice does tell us that in the initial stages, you know, where NEPs come in, they would say that students should benefit from the supports that are within the school. So they would be the, you know, the adults within the school, the guidance counsellors within the schools, and you know, to take it step by step. And then after some time, if there's further supports needed, then, you know, local community services are called upon. But in the initial stages, they tell us it's best practices that the immediate supports are within the familiar, that which is familiar and safe to the students. So, you know, the adults and within the schools and... Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Minister, there's a slight delay on the line. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. How long will those services then be in place for schools like those in Clonmel?
Oh, those services will be in place as long as they're required by the schools. And we're very cognizant of the fact that, you know, different schools will have different needs, different students will have different needs. And so NEPs will be there to, you know, to walk the journey with the schools. And I suppose we're very conscious, you know, everybody who works in the education sector, they have one, you know, prevailing objective, and that is to support students in whatever capacity they can support them. So they walk before students, behind students, and beside students, whatever the case might be. And that's exactly what you were seeing happening in our schools now. And that will continue right through. And indeed, I'm very conscious that the class of 2023 have technically moved on from the school, but it is so important that they would know that the school continues to be there for them. The door of the school is always open to a student, whether they are an immediate student or a past student. And so the supports will be ongoing as they're required.
And as we heard from the principals earlier, you know, every milestone that comes up in these young people's lives, whether it's CAO results or, you know, even first years coming in, this will trigger sadness for them, won't it? And they will need support throughout the months and perhaps years ahead.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But again, you'd heard from the principals, you know, and with the support of NEPs, they would have made these decisions to continue with the routine, to continue with what was being prepared for. So the first years will come in. And I think very eloquently and reflected the fact that these students will receive the same care and gentleness and tenderness and support that the class of 23 received when they began their journey. So, you know, schools are adept at doing this. They, as I say, they have one objective, and that's to support and to be there for students. So the supports will be ongoing. NEPs will continue to provide what needs to be provided. And it will be a collaborative and collegiate approach. And indeed, I want to recognise such impressive solidarity that we see within the school community. You know, Presentation and Loretto working hand in hand together, the other two schools, all four schools working together. And I know for a fact that right throughout the country, the offers of support and solidarity are pouring into those schools, because from my own experience, I know that within education, you know, schools are akin to families. So we, you know, we work together, we support one another. So I know that Loretto and Presentation and all of the schools are feeling that sense of solidarity and support.
And you alluded to it earlier on, as did somebody in one of the voices we heard from the town of Clonmel. This summer has brought so much tragedy to this year group. Those who died while on post-exam holidays, travelling to their devs and in road crashes. Can schools who've been through a trauma like this help each other?
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, I have engaged with many of those schools, and I've always been struck where they have pointed out that they have been raised up, their hearts have been lifted by that enormous solidarity from other schools, schools from perhaps the furthest away point from a geographic point of view, reaching out to say, we're here, we'll walk this journey with you, you just call out and reach out to us. And indeed, I want to acknowledge the wider community as well. It is phenomenal what you see wider communities do as well. You know, schools have a central place in the life of a local community. And schools, you know, bring great energy and great vitality to a local community. And that's appreciated. Sometimes it's unheralded, but it's never unappreciated. So when days are difficult in a school, the wider community embraces the school as well. And we're seeing that in all its richness and in all its beauty and in all its solidarity in Clonmel, as we saw in other areas around the country, particularly for the class of 2023 this year.
Okay, Minister for Education Norma Foley, thank you for speaking to us on the programme this afternoon, and we will have more from Clonmel after the break.